Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
All righty, folks. It's Snedeker, otherwise known as what, Jose?
Mr. Curiosity, Joel.
Mr. Curiosity. Now, this, I think, is podcast number 56, 7. I mean, I'm becoming a veteran here. What do you think?
What is a podcast, Joel?
Is that what you're going to do this time? You know, you're going to play dummy?
What are you saying, Joel?
All right. So for someone who is maybe they're going around and they're looking at different podcasts. This happens to be the first one they land on. What's this? We have to explain what's going on.
All right, Joel.
Twice a month, at least, I interview notable people in the area. They're interesting.
Yes, Joel.
Fun. They're zesty. They have influence.
I heard them, Joel.
They change lives.
They do.
We've had the owner of Mrs. T's Pierogies. We've had the big wig at PennDOT. We've had everybody on, and they're going to say, why this guy pretending to be a fake leprechaun? Why is he here? Why is Jose the dysfunctional leprechaun my guest this week? That's the question.
Joe, I don't know why you've got me on as a guest, other than it's my season, Joe.
It's your season. What do you mean?
It's my season, Joe. St. Patrick's Day, Joe.
So St. Patrick's Day is this Thursday. My goodness.
Yeah, the 17th, Joe.
17th.
Got your ham, your cabbage, your corned beef. What do you got? Sure.
Yeah, but if you remember, you were a guest here years ago. So what I usually do on this podcast, I go through the arc of someone's life, right?
Yeah, Joel.
The trouble is, number one, we've already done your arc. And number two.
In the car, Joel.
In the car, yes. Yeah, Joel. Go back. That's podcast number 10, 12, I don't know.
Right before, you know.
What's poof?
The world went crazy.
Oh, yes, COVID, because Joel. You're right. COVID. The last time you were a guest. You COVID couldn't come in the building. We had to do it in the car because no visitors were allowed at WNP because COVID was just starting.
True that, Joel. Yeah. Whoa. I'm not allowed anyway. But no, I couldn't go. They banned me, Joel.
So you're saying even if it weren't COVID, you're banned.
I don't know, Joel. And I don't know
have,
why, Joel.
No, we have new leadership now, and they're open to fun and variety. So you're welcome back in. We'll get to that later.
Smile, Joel. There's too much. You got to smile. People need to smile more.
That's your message to the world? Smile more.
Yes, Joel. You got to smile. There's so much. You don't want to look at doom and gloom. You want to smile. You want to be entertained. You want some goodness. Be kind, for crying out loud, Joel.
I like your message, brother. I do like your message. But the funny part is, here we jump into COVID for 2 years, right?
Yeah, Joel.
And then just as COVID leaves, Putin enters. When are we going to get a break?
Yeah, Joel. I don't like it at all, Joel.
So that's why you need to lighten the hearts of millions.
Listen, at least three people, Joel. Three people can smile, it's worth it.
All right, so we're doing this.
Be fine, but
we're doing this recording, and it's funny how it looks like you're in a little hamlet. Are you in Ireland right now? I know a lot of folks are listening; they can't see, but trust me, if you go to the YouTube, WNP's YouTube, it looks like you're in a mustard-colored hamlet.
It's my little leper cave.
Wait! It's a what now?
My leper cave.
It's a leper cave.
Yeah, Joel. You know, you get your man cave. Your leper cave.
All right. So we're talking to Jose in his leper cave.
Yeah,
so I guess my point in saying all this, St. Patrick's Day is this Thursday. Yeah, you're here as a representative of just fun, frivolity. Spring is here. Let's have some fun. Let's have some laughs. Let's party. Yes. And also, instead of doing the arc of a life, petitioned the people, the viewers of WNEP.
Okay.
Because you are loved. They love when you come on.
You think so?
And they have questions for you.
Oh, that can't be good, Joel. That might not be so good.
No. So what I have in this podcast is this bell. Do you have one of these?
I don't have a bell, Joel.
Look around. You must have something like a bell.
I got a padlock, Joel.
A padlock. Let's hear how that goes. No, that doesn't make any noise. All right. He's looking. What we need. What I'm saying is, what about that organ right behind you?
Well, I can turn the organ on, Joel.
Turn the organ on. Folks, he's got a plug-in electric organ. He is plugging that in. While he plugs that in, I will explain. We've gotten hundreds of questions that people want to know things about you.
We've recordings.
Uh-oh, what?
No, hundreds of questions.
Okay, so you keep going. So if there is any question that you feel uncomfortable with, if you feel this, if you feel that people are going too far.
I get it, Joel.
If they're being too invasive, if they're being too rude, if they're being too probing in your life, what I want you to do is play a little. There you go. Let's hear it.
Is it loud enough, Joel?
Maybe something a little more pleasant and louder. Here we go. All right. There you go. So as soon as we hear something that's a little too invasive, too probing, anything you want, too much of an inquisition, you just hit that and I will shut up, all right?
And just go, stop, Joel.
All right, so is there anything, first of all, before I get to the people's questions in your life that you want to discuss before we get down to this? So things are good in your life? I mean, you're...
Things are good, Joel. I can't complain, other than, you know, the recent snow over the past, you know, week or so.
That's annoying.
You know, last Wednesday, snow, the parade day, weather, Joel. I wasn't a big fan, but you can't do anything about it.
You know what?
People blame you. I don't like that, Joel.
They do that for a joke. You know what snow is to me? Do you agree? I'm kind of a neat freak. My wife would have these things. I don't know if you even have a wife or kids, but she would have these things called team eats. When my kids were playing soccer, so different parents would invite the whole soccer team over a team member's house, right? And then the parent would feed the whole team.
So team eats.
This is what snow does to me. I feel like whenever my son's or daughter's whole hot soccer team would come over my house, I would stress out. There's going to be noise. There's going to be dirty carpets. There's going to be dishes, pots and pans. Everything's going to be stained. There's going to be chaos. And then I used to run and hide in the basement. And then my wife. So what I'm saying is, you brought up snow. When it snows now, or really anytime, I feel like Team Eats is happening. This is an invasion. Everything was looking good, and now the snow comes and ruins it.
I feel you.
I feel like running in the basement.
You know, hiding, Joel, isn't going to do it.
Oh, no hiding.
No, Joel. It might bring you happiness, but what about the others? You've just left their lives. You took maybe some joy out of their life.
Wow, this is turning into a therapy session on me. You know what I'm going to do?
Lay down on a couch, Joel. Oh!
Shut up. All right. Here we go. So, first of all, Stephanie says, Jose, you are so funny. Now, how do you even start with a compliment like that? I mean, do you want to be funny or are you just being you? That's the big question of the day.
You know, that's a good question, Joe. I know. I thought it was just being me, Joe. You know, carefree me.
Yeah.
Just run of the mill, flying by the seat of your kilt, whatever. I don't have a kilt. I was supposed to have a kilt back in the day, but that never materialized.
Well, that brings up the question, though, because she wants to know if you're naturally funny or are people laughing at you or with you?
Oh, Joel.
Yeah.
He might be laughing at me, Joel.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about now.
I think a lot of people laughing. You know what, though? I don't care, Joel. Sticks and stones and shamrocks may break my bones, Joel. Names aren't going to hurt me.
There is this woke culture now where a lot of people are easily offended by things. You're not a part of that.
No, Joel.
No. Listen, okay, good for you.
You want to make fun of me, Joel? You or anyone else, have at it.
Okay, good. I like that. All right. Brenda says, now this is another valuable question, I think.
Should I get ready?
Yeah, let's just hear a... Wait,
hear it, Joel.
No, it's not probing.
All right, Joel.
I guess she's getting into this. You appear on WNEP. You've been
sometimes, Julia.
Many times. You've been seen in videos. You've been seen in commercial broadcasts. You've been heard on the radio. You've been prancing through different towns. You've been at parties, engagement, business meetings.
Hey, Joel.
The big question she wants to know is, do you get paid for all this?
No, Joe.
What?
No. No,
no,
Joe.
No, no, no,
no, no, Joe. No, no,
no.
Which people have said, Jose, when you're out and about, you're going places. Why don't you get paid? I don't know, Joe. Maybe I'm an idiot. It could happen. I think you called me an idiot at the market,
yes,
city market and cafe, Joe. I saw the video, Joe.
I'm trying to think of that question. Now, if they did pay you, if you went up, if you said, for example, I'll do this podcast if you give me $100, whatever, or I'll be in the WNEP backyard if you give me $500, I think that takes away. Then you jump the shark and now you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Now you're a pandering fool.
Maybe I'm just an idiot anyway, Joe.
No, but then you become a pandering fool. We don't want that.
No, Joe. That makes me an entrepreneur, Joe.
Yeah. A what now? Yeah, a contrapreneur?
You're not doing a podcast for free, Joe.
We better not ask anymore about that. All right. This one,
Joe.
No, this one I can partially answer. I like this one. Joe and Jose, how did you guys first meet? Did you have to lure Jose into the weather with potatoes? And did management shut that down again? All right. So do you want to discuss our origins or what?
Oh, geez, Joe. You mean like from 50 years ago or like?
Yeah, it was 50. I will say this. We were both grew up in the same small town of Simpson, northern Lackawanna County.
Big metropolis, Joe. Big metropolis, yeah. Of Simpson.
But you were adopted by, you're saying, a Hispanic family or something?
I was on the side of the road, Joe.
Yeah.
In the field.
Yeah.
They came by. They adopted me.
Who's
that? And here I am.
So they just took you in.
Took me in. They gave me a name, Jose. I don't know why they could have named me anything.
Yeah, because it's not a traditional Irish name, Jose.
No, Joe. Well, no, they were Hispanic. I mean, Bob the Leprechaun. Is it better? Bob?
What about
Charlie?
Why wouldn't they look it up at least and say, maybe we have a little Irish baby here? Oh, they didn't know, though. Let's name him Seamus.
Seamus the Leprechaun, Joe. And I go to the... Maybe I go to the state store and they'll change it for me, Joe.
No, no. The state store is where you get alcohol. Is that what you mean?
Oh, that's where I get Jameson's, Joe. You might be right there. You might be right.
Yeah, I guess... So the bottom line is you were adopted by this family. You and I grew up together, same schools. And you were always the... I feel bad for you, you know, because you were...
Don't feel bad, Joe.
No, but...
What are you going to say, Joe? What are you going to hurt my feelings, Joe?
Oh, you know the...
You can't hurt my feelings.
You were a little...
Oddball.
Odd.
Oddball.
Yeah.
Oddball, Joe. Listen.
And plus, it's almost like I felt they didn't want you.
Like they still don't. Some people don't, Joe.
No. I'm talking about your adopted parents.
What?
There was all. I'm gonna spit this rumor out right now, just to say, and you can hate me.
Go.
There's rumors that they did it just for the federal money.
Joe, they wouldn't do that, Joe.
I'm just saying.
They fed me every day. I had some bread in the morning, Joe. I had a piece of bread in the afternoon, Joe, and then I had some cereal at night.
Wait.
Living the dream, Joe.
So for breakfast, you had what? A piece of bread?
Piece of bread. Sometimes it was, you know, heated up in the oven.
And then in the afternoon, another piece of bread.
I brought a lot of butter on that one, Joe. You know,
yeah,
they say,
I think the government was paying them $1,000 or more a month to have you, and they were probably spending about $35 a month on you. Do you see how they're pocketing the money?
They told me, Joe, the loaf of bread is like $200 a loaf, Joe. Yeah, Joe. And I go through a few loaves a month. They're your $1,000, Joe. So they're being honest with me, I think.
Okay. All right. You were scammed, dude. You were scammed. And that's why I think now, even today, you're unloved. And now you're seeking love because these adoptive parents used you for their federal money. And now you want to be loved. So you're out there dancing for the world. I think you need therapy. And this could be it.
Joe, maybe I'm just a performer, Joe. Maybe I'm just a circus.
You're just a performer, huh?
It could be just a performer, Joe.
Yeah, all right. Whatever you say. Oh, Jose, this this one coming from Jackie. Jackie Babb says, this, I don't know if you want to give this away. This could be, this, get the organ ready.
Okay,
get the organ ready. Whew. Where does Jose live? He's kind of big for a hole in the forest. So where do you want to say where you live?
Have you ever seen a big tree?
Yeah.
Come on. They have big trees. Redwoods, you've seen them in California. Big redwoods. You can drive a car through them. I'm magic.
Yeah, you're magic. Ooh. See, this goes back to the rejection from your adopted parents. You're making up lies now. Sit down and let me talk to you.
I'm saying, Joel.
You don't live in a tree.
No, I don't live in a tree. Not
no,
always,
you Joel. Don't live in a tree. Now, just tell everyone where you live. I heard it's somewhere in Lackawanna County.
It's a cottage in the woods, Joel.
It's a cottage.
It is, Joel. It's a little cottage.
Folks, you see how the story's evolving? So it was a forest, a tree in the forest, and now it's a cottage.
No,
what's going to be next? A little mortgage in a house in Lackawanna suburbs? I mean, what?
No, Joel.
It's evolving.
It's a cottage, Joel.
The story's evolving. You are a victim of abuse. Now just get it out, dude.
No, Joel. No. It's no, Joel.
We're going to get it out of them.
It's a cottage, I tell you.
Oh, yeah? So right now, you're not in your home? That doesn't look like a cottage or a tree.
It's a cottage, Joel.
That's a cottage. All right,
whatever. I have a two-bedroom cottage.
What's your mortgage per month?
This must be a little leper cave.
Yeah. Tell me your mortgage per month.
Look at.
He's scanning around now. A lot of our Audible listeners can't see what you're doing. But
I know they can't. How many people have a what do you call it there?
He has a knight in shining armor there. That's what I'm saying. This, what you have, looks like a wonderful, if not, I'll even say, I'm going to lay down a theory right now. It looks like a fairly lavish, high-end, upper middle class dwelling. Which goes against everything.
I got all this stuff at the yard sales, Joe.
Yeah,
you ever drive around like on a Wednesday, Joe?
All right.
People throw anything out.
All right, folks. So I got
my microwave, Joe.
Jackie, I'm going to answer your question. Jackie Babb, where does the leprechaun live? He's in his psychosis, and he's not going to tell us right now, okay? Maybe at the end of this podcast, he's going to reveal that, but he's going with this little scam, and he's just not going to go there. All right. Get ready. Get that organ ready. Here we go. What do you do? Let's see if he's going to continue the lies with this one, too. What do you do when you're not with Joe Snedeker as a dysfunctional leprechaun? That's Gloria Martinelli.
Gloria,
what is it? What is it you do when you're not this character?
Listen, what are you saying, Joe? Here's what I do, Joe.
Are we
every day I wake up, I say hello to the family. I give them a kiss on the head. I tell them I love them. Every day, Joel, when I wake up, and then I go about my business. I try to do nice things in the neighborhood. Sometimes I like to help out on local radio or TV.
We're getting somewhere. Yeah. What now?
What do you mean, Joel?
What'd you say about local TV or radio?
Well, you're a TV guy. Sometimes I go there.
Yeah, I don't do radio. Are you on the radio?
Sometimes I know people in radio. Sometimes they have me maybe on a podcast or what this thing is, Joel.
Oh, yeah? Because I got this question from another person who said, you look an awful lot like a guy who lives in Honesdale, takes a shower on Main Street on a cold day to raise money for certain fundraisers and kids.
That guy's fat, Joel.
That guy's fat.
Let's just say he's not in the best shape.
Well,
Whoa.
You just mentioned radio. And now there's this guy up in Honesdale who works in the radio, looks like you, takes a shower for charity.
Everybody looks like me, Joel.
And your house doesn't look like a leper cave in the woods. We're breaking you down.
It's a leper cave, Joel. Look, a leprechaun crossing right here, Joel. I know you can't see him. Look, leprechaun crossing.
Do you want me to move on? Because I can tell you're getting nervous. You're not being truthful with the audience.
No,
that's what I. This.
Bring it on, Joel.
Do you see the name
bring
of the podcast?
What was her name, Laura?
I don't even know. Barb?
It wasn't Barb, Joel. Pay attention.
The name of this podcast is Mr. Curiosity. We are curious about things, and you're selling us lies, lies, Lies.
No, Joe. No, Joe, no. Right. No lies, Joe. No lies.
Where do you like to shop, says Donna, when you're out in dining in northeastern Pennsylvania? Now,
Ollie's, wait, Joe.
Where?
Ollie's.
Oh.
Ollie's. Yeah. Good food, cheap, Joe.
I think it's good stuff, cheap. It's not good food, cheap, and I don't think they even have food.
They got crackers and stuff sometimes, too.
See?
They do.
Oh, all right.
Snacks at the counter, Joe.
So, folks, finally we're getting some truth. Okay, so you get everything that is a part of your life.
Yeah, Joe.
The clothing, the food at Ollie's. Ollie's
Ollie's. I have books, Joe. Some I know books, that. Too. Look, I got some books in here, Joe. I had books in here, Joe.
These are generally books that I think are outdated or undersell, and then they liquidate them there. So,
Joe,
is that what you really, is that what you...
The young folks, Joe. I know no one can see it. The young folks.
He's holding up a young folks book. The point is...
I used to read it to my kids, Joe.
This
is all kinds of good stories.
Okay, you're going to tell us a little story. Here we go.
Well, I can't read all of them. The Hobbyist. If you've never read The Hobbyist, read that one. This is a kid's book. It's disturbing, Joe. Isn't this here after this?
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
I'm answering your question, Joe. Fine. I'll put it back under my computer to raise this up a little.
Woo! I like how this... Now, see, the story is flowing. So, you're saying...
Okay. Yeah, Joe.
Because of this, I think... Consider this a therapy session. If your adopted family took the money from the federal government and raised you on about $50 a month and then took the other $950 for themselves and fed you bread... This explains a lot because now
it was whole wheat, Joe.
What now? Now the food you're getting at Ollie's, which is they just have like old stale bread and stuff,
no Joe,
crackers and maybe outdated cans of cranberry sauce. You're living off just that,
no,
and you
Joe.
Think that's sufficient when because of your abusive beginning.
No, Joe, I get other stuff there too, Joe.
What
Slim Jims? I get some Slim Jims for protein.
So
they're really good. Have you ever had a Slim Jim?
Okay.
They're tough to get out of the wrapper, though.
Yeah. So that's like your steak?
It is steak, Joe.
It is.
Jim makes it. Jim makes the Slims.
Oh, man. So what about the sodium? I think that's you're only supposed to have 2 grams of sodium a day, each one of those things.
No, you've seen, there's a lot of salt in the ocean, Joe. It's good for you.
Okay, it's good for you. All right. Folks, see, Mr. Curiosity is finally getting some answers. I think we're putting this guy together. Here we go. Diane wants to know if you're all Irish or only half. Now, I guess the answer is because you were adopted by this Spanish.
So I don't know, Joe.
Yeah, you don't know.
The real answer is I'm not sure.
Whoa.
I did Ancestry, the Ancestry dot whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
I checked it out. I've got some Irish, got some English, got some Slovak.
Oh, you really did?
Yeah, Joe.
That's interesting. But you did 8% Irish, were you?
Yes.
No, I said 1%, not yes or no. That's not a yes.
You know, they give me 3 of them, then there might have been something else in there.
No, but I'm wondering percentages. Do you understand the concept?
Yeah, I don't know if they told me, Joe. Maybe they did. I don't know.
Did you have to prick your hand to get some blood out or saliva?
I used a steak knife, Joe.
You steak knifed your finger.
Yeah, Joe.
Cutting a Slim Jim?
They say you need to get some blood. So I filled up a little shot glass with blood and I mailed it in. They didn't say anything, Joe. Well, that's a lie. Somebody called and asked if I was all right.
I think you're supposed to swab your cheek. You don't fill a shot glass with blood.
How are you supposed to tell where you're from?
They
sent it to like labs around the world, Joe.
Kathleen wants to know what Kathleen Halter wants to know what your I guess we already answered this. It's Slim Jim and crackers. What your favorite foods are?
I like chips too.
What do you mean chips?
Chips, Joe. Any kind of chips.
Bugles?
I'm not a Bugles if you put a little cream cheese in them, Joe.
Oh, you put the cream cheese in the Bugles?
I haven't seen Bugles in a while. I haven't seen the cream cheese at the Ollie's, Joe.
All right. So wait. Just so I understand this, your diet is Slim Jims.
Yeah, Joe.
Bread and Ollie's.
Well, I used to have a lot of bread, Joe. Growing up, I had bread. That's why I have a little bit of a weight problem.
Yeah. Okay. So Slim Jim, bread at Ollie's, and now we know you have some what?
Ramen noodles, Joe.
Ramen noodles too. Oh yeah, because they have a lot of I guess you would call that non-perishables at Ollie's, right?
Yeah, Joe, they'll last forever, Joe.
You're big. Do you have any fruits and vegetables at your leper cave there?
Sure, Joe.
Yeah.
You get them in a Ziploc bag, like they're dried out fruits.
No, that's
apricots, Joe. Apricots.
Wait, what is it now?
Apricots.
Apricot.
Apricots.
Apricot.
That's what I said, Joe.
Apricot.
Apricots.
Apricot.
No, you're saying it wrong, Joe. It's apricots.
Apricots, whatever. Are these people who raked you when you were a child for $950 a month, are they still around?
I haven't seen them in a while, Joe.
You haven't seen them in a while?
No,
they left town?
I'm assuming they left town, Joe.
Yeah.
Or they left me out of town.
So, okay, that in a way now you've been, here's why I can see why you're nuts. Your original biological parents abandoned you. You're adoptive, Joe,
so it doesn't matter.
Well, your adoptive parents then abandoned you.
Well, I was a little older. I was 12.
12? You've been on your own since you were 12.
Well, Joe, sure. I'm in a cottage, Joe. You fend for yourself.
All right. How many brothers? Carl DeFrank wants to know how many brothers and sisters you have.
Wait.
They must be a hoot. Are they like you? Well, wait. Stop right there. I'm going to answer that. Because if you were dumped off the side of a road, like you said, by yourself.
Hey, Joel.
An abandoned little infant. Then you don't even know who your brothers and sisters are, right?
Joel. My family, my mom and dad, my adopted, they have kids, Joe.
Oh, okay. So how many of those? Yes, Joe.
Two.
Two what?
Two sisters, Joe.
Two sisters.
Two sisters. Two beauties, sisters. I tell you, Joe.
They're what now?
They're beauties.
Beauties. All right. Do you want to show pictures, or do you want to get them in the? Are they in the leper cave now? You want to?
I don't think I have any of those pictures, Joe.
Okay.
No, I don't think so, Joe. No. Come to think of it, now I don't.
Okay, you better get a little more emotional. Tina, we already answered your question. She wants to know why your name is Jose and not an Irish name. So we answered that. We're going down the list here.
Yeah.
Because he was adopted by a Spanish-type family.
Could be Seamus, but it's not.
It could have been Seamus. The question that's going to frame this whole thing, are you ready?
Yes.
Would you please turn around and get the organ ready?
Oh, no, Joe.
Gary Fetterman wants to know.
Yes.
Jose?
Hey, Joe.
Is that your real beard?
Of course it's my real beard. What's his name? Gary Fetterman?
Yeah.
Gary, come on. You got to get out more. Don't listen to this Joe Snedeker on TV. Oh, fake beard, Jose. What on earth? You know if that's his real hair, for crying out loud. Nobody has hair that gray when they're only... How old are you, Joel?
55, 56. Close, 56, 56.
Oh, geez, you're an old one.
Yeah.
You're graying up nice, though, I tell you.
But you have to admit that this could be a part...
Got a receding hairline and everything, Joel. At least I have hair and a beard. What's his name, Gary?
Gary.
Gary, what are you saying?
Gary, if you're listening, I just want to know, do you see how... You pushed the right buttons and he nearly exploded. You see what you did? This guy's playing you, Jose. He's playing like a deck of cards. You fell into his little trap.
No.
Everybody knows the beard is fake. It's somehow tied into your...
It's not, Joel.
It's somehow tied into your...
Look, I'm pulling on it. Ow!
You're seeking validation from being abandoned from two characters in your life that were very important.
I don't think so, Joe.
And now you're playing this game of beards and leprechauns. And it's what it's saying. You know what? Why don't you take off that beard and put a sign right here that says, love me. I need love. Because this is what's going on.
Listen.
This is what's going on.
No, you've seen Elf, Joe. Have you seen Elf, movie?
Yes.
There you go. He's an elf, Joe.
That's your answer.
Yeah, Joe.
Okay.
I'm a leprechaun.
Yeah. All right. Leprechaun from an abusive upbringing.
What? No.
What?
What?
What? Nothing.
What are you mumbling there, Joe?
All right, Jose, this is a good one. We need to know, John wants to know why. Watch what you do. We're walking on eggshells now.
Uh-oh, Joe.
Why were you banned from WNEP for nearly 10 years? Oh, my.
I don't know, Joe. I've been asking that forever. I don't know, Joe. I thought there was some levity. I thought there was some smiles. My opinion, totally my opinion, not knowing anything. Some people just don't want to smile and have fun. They like doom and gloom.
What is it now?
They don't want to dance. They don't want to do the jig. They like doom and gloom.
I have your answer.
Okay.
I'm going to John, I'm going to answer your question. And I have to do this strategically.
You're a strategian. You're a strategian, Joe.
Here we go. If
I'm curious, Joe,
are you sick of turning on your TV and seeing fake people who never do more than give you the vanilla shades of life? They never take any risks. They never give you any opinions. They just smile and pretend they like everything. They have overly whitened, dyed teeth, fake hair, suits and ties.
Everybody on Facebook, Joe.
Okay. What I did was I try to have a little fun in the morning. I bring a leprechaun in. I act a little honest and silly and true, have opinions, make fun of myself and others. And what that does is create controversy. And then some people are upset. And then, for example, if they see a leprechaun on TV, they're going to say, I want the weather. I don't want to see some idiot dancing around.
Or they want a pot of gold.
What?
Or they want a pot of gold.
No. Do you see what I'm saying? So they started to complain that the forecast was getting too silly. They just want the weather. They want a vanilla, blow dry hair, fake teeth. Just give me the weather guy.
It's ridiculous, Joe.
Because of that, you were banned.
Well, that's not so fun.
No.
Well, now I know the real reason.
Yeah, it wasn't you. It was both of us. We were just
sticks in the mud, Joe.
Yeah. But we can't let the angry percent, which is a tiny percent, overwhelm us. Right, Jose?
No, we can't, Joe.
No. So you're back. I think you're back.
Bring it on. Let's do a little jig.
What's your favorite thing to do in Northeastern PA? Tommy wants to know. Tommy Knorr.
I tell you. I like
besides
to do
shopping
a little
at Oddly's. What?
I like to jog a little bit once in a while.
Whoa. No.
I like to bike once in a while.
Whoa.
Yeah. But I have to usually borrow a bicycle because I don't have one.
You don't have much.
I do, but it's like 25 years old. I still think it's a chariot. It's a beauty.
Now, when you jog, do you have on the little leprechaun outfit? Like, I've never seen a leprechaun jogging around the streets of Lackawanna County.
Well, clearly you're not out and about enough, Joe. What do you mean to my little outfit?
What you are right
sometimes
now.
Sometimes I put, instead of my shoes, Joe, sometimes I wear sneakers to run.
Okay.
Whatever. Other than that, though. Yeah, Joe.
All right.
So I still wear my hat usually.
I thought you'd have something a little more interesting for the people. You jog and you ride your bike. That's what you do in your free time. And you shop at Olive.
No.
You have
I hunt for the widgets, Joe.
What do you mean? What's it?
The widgets in the woods. Little widgets. You've seen the widgets, Joe?
I have no idea what you're talking about, a widget.
Yeah, they're little tiny things, and they walk around, and they hoot. They're widgets.
I'm going to move on because I don't know what that means. All right, well, why don't we do this? We're going to go to a couple questions that came in from people doing their recordings. These are themselves, their voice. First one, are you ready? Here we go, big guy.
Cool.
Listen.
This is David from Arksville. I want to know if there's a Mrs. Jose the Leprechaun, and if there is, God bless that woman.
One more time. Here we go.
This is David from Arksville. I want to know if there's a Mrs. Jose the Leprechaun, and if there is, God bless that woman.
Is there a Mrs. Jose the Leprechaun?
David, there is a Mrs. And she's a looker, I tell you. David, looker. Look at me. Looker. She's a looker, I tell you.
Get out. You don't want to say her name or her style. Is she a brunette, a blonde? How old is she?
Joel.
What?
Tabitha.
Tabitha.
Tabitha,
like,
Joel.
Like Bewitched Tabitha?
That's where she got her name, Joel. It was Darren and Darren Stevens, right?
What you're doing is diverting the subject. No, do you love this woman?
Of course, Joel. You're supposed to love your bride, aren't you?
Do you ever say, I can't live without you, Tabitha?
No.
Do you ever look her in the eyes?
Yeah, Joel.
Stare her down.
Longingly, Joel.
Lovingly.
Yeah, Joel.
Read poetry to each other and then sob yourself to sleep.
I don't like to cry, Joel.
No.
Makes me sad, Joel.
Well, usually sadness leads to crying. Crying doesn't make
you sad. I like to cry happy. I cry happy. Poetry? No. I don't read poetry. I got a nice chair that I could sit in and read, though, Joel.
I hope we answered his question. Are you ready for another one?
We got another one live, Joel.
Here we go.
Go.
This is Franny from Fleetville. Does Jose suffer from the Irish curse?
Whoa, I like the laugh at the end. Here we go.
This is Franny from Fleetville. Does Jose suffer from the Irish curse?
Whoa, what? The Irish
curse. Franny, I should do this. But I'm not gonna. Let's just say it's always an ice bath.
I don't even know what that means. This is a good question. Here we go. Well, Ryan actually suggests you and I need a TikTok. I don't know. As a 50-plus-year-old man, TikTok annoys me. It's all like teenagers dancing and doing slightly not funny attention-seeking things. What do you think?
Like tic-tac-toe, right, Joel?
No, he has a tic-tac. No, this TikTok is a media platform. TikTok.
Like a
so,
clock, Joel.
No. TikTok. Tick.
Yeah, Joel, clock.
No.
I got a clock, Joel.
TikTok is a media platform. TikTok.
It doesn't work, though, Joel.
TikTok's a media platform.
What are you saying?
You could do quick little videos. People would love it. You'd have tens of thousands of viewers. You can do little dances. You can do yourself running down the streets of Scranton, and people would love to see you and participate and be a part of it.
I could be in the movies, Joe.
TikTok really isn't the movies, but it could propel you there.
It could be you're saying I'm going to be on the big screen, Joe.
I'm not saying that. Next question. Jimmy.
Rather play chess or checkers.
Jimmy Capicola sounds like a fake name.
Jimmy Capicola? It sounds like a meat, Joel. Give me a prosciutto and a Jimmy Capicola. I like Jimmy Capicola. I don't even know him.
Jimmy, you making fun of Jimmy?
No, I like his name, I just said.
Jimmy Capicola.
I like Capicola.
What is Capicola? Is that the one with all the little, it's like pepperoni speckled inside?
Is that what that one is? I can't make out those meats.
Yeah.
You got your salami, you got your Capicola, you got your prosciutto.
Slim Jim's? Is that
Slim
in the family?
Well, that's not really a deli meat.
Yes, it
that's
is.
It's more of a mainstay.
Yeah. So the other ones are just deli meats. A Slim Jim is a mainstay. It's like the main part of the meal.
It's a mainstay. You can have that with a potato, Joel.
Okay. I got to find your adoptive parents. Those people should be in jail.
What did Jimmy Capicola say?
I'm going to call social services on these people. Joel. They ruined your life.
You can't even find those folks.
All right. Jimmy Capicola says, this is a genius question.
Okay.
Whew. Do you also celebrate Cinco de Mayo? Whoa.
I do, Joel.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I do, Joe.
Because that is a Spanish holiday, Mexican holiday.
What are you doing?
So, are you Irish? Are you Spanish? Do you go by your genetics or your adoptive parents? This is nurture nature. This is science now. That question is encapsulating everything. What do you got?
I celebrate it all, Joe.
You celebrate it all?
I celebrate it all. First, I'm an American, Joe.
Okay.
Hand on the heart when the Star Spangled Banner plays.
You
then
what
you
now?
Got your, of course, your Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
You got your Green Day in tomorrow. Wait, tomorrow, right? Yeah, tomorrow, St. Patty's Day.
Okay.
You got it all, Joe. You got to keep celebrating. It's all good, Joe. Yeah. Good question, Jimmy Capicola.
Jimmy Capicola, I think, is satisfied with your answer. Pete wants to know, are you ready for this? What is your real name?
Making this one up.
What is your real name and how old are you?
The hell kind of question is that, Pete?
Turn around and give him the tune.
Jose. I don't really know how old I am. Because I was adopted.
Oh.
And it's Jose.
Well, there's a lot of static that comes with if you don't know how old you are because you don't know your actual birth date. You were left in a carriage on the side of the road.
No, just a little bassinet, Joe.
Bassinet?
Yeah.
Well, just. Oh, my goodness.
Just on a blanket.
These things that just hit me now. So, you don't have a Social Security card. You don't have a green card. You're living under the government radar. Are you an illegal alien?
No, I was here, Joe. Here, Joe, in the U.S. of good old A.
Yeah. Doesn't even answer the question.
What are you saying?
Did you ever document yourself?
Well, sure, Joe. I pay taxes, Joe.
You do pay taxes?
Sure. Sometimes when I work, Joe.
Whatever.
What does Pete know?
Doug Hess, you're an illegal alien. That's the bottom line. Pete, I'm going to answer your question. Illegal alien. Doug Hess, did you ever shoot a potato gun?
You know, I always wanted to. I never have.
Yeah.
I used a water balloon, the slingshot, but never, no, a potato gun, no.
What do you say?
I've had potatoes.
What do you say this week for St. Patrick's Day? If you come in the WNEP backyard, we shoot a potato gun. That could be our.
You have a potato gun, Joe.
We're going to get a potato gun. I think they have them at Ollie's.
No way.
Well, you got to check, okay?
I'm going to bring my Ollie's card, Joe. I'm a frequent shopper. Potato gun at Ollie's. Let me write that down in my notes.
Courtney Marie wants to know, tidy whities or boxer briefs? The standard question. What do you got?
Well, tidy whities with a twist, Joe.
Ooh, what does that mean?
I mean, Courtney, they're just different colors. They're not white. Never white.
Okay.
Oh, so boxer briefs are okay, too so warm.
It's a tidy whitey type physical form with different colors.
Like a Hanes, maybe, yeah.
A what now?
A Hanes.
Hanna?
Hanes, not Hanna, like up to eight to up the einen. Hanna or no?
So there it is. You're not a briefs guy. I don't even understand. I have never worn briefs in my life. How are you supposed to put pants on if something is loose and buckles underneath your pants? That doesn't even make sense.
Wait, you were talking about boxers, Joe.
Oh, yeah. What did I say? Briefs? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. How do you even wear boxers? Who would wear
them? I don't know. There's nothing holding anything in place.
No. And then you put them on. It's like everything ruffles up.
Yeah.
Who are these?
Here's the only way you could put those on.
Here.
The only way you could put on either boxers or those boxer briefs. You got to start with your pants down and the briefs down.
Oh.
You pull them up together. Now they slide up together and there's no bunching.
Wait a minute. You just changed my life.
Yes.
So you're saying I can wear the boxers.
Yes.
You have to start together with the pants.
Down around the knees.
And you pull them up together.
Pull them together. Pull them up.
Who knew?
Yes. Same thing with the boxer briefs, Joel. They're just too warm. If I just wear boxer briefs, I overheat.
I just want to say thank you.
Say you're welcome, Joel.
That changed my life. I'm going to give it a try.
Give her a shot, Joel.
Yeah, I will. Now, This is a good one too. Based on your recent escapade, Becky Irene wants to know, what do you think about Mindy trying to steal your thunder, dressing up as you and dancing around like you?
Listen, just because you play a little bit of thunder on the keyboard doesn't mean you're real thunder. Mindy's a good looking leprechaun. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, she did an impersonation of you in the WNEP backyard. That's what this woman's referring to. And
I saw it. People are sending me links. People are saying, oh, what's Mindy doing stealing all your fun?
But the funny part is, once I saw her do that, I'm like, wow, there's nothing special about that guy. She just did it in an instant. No problem, no practice. And it was you. And I thought, who needs him anymore? It seems pretty simple. I'm kidding.
Mindy is just a girl, a woman playing a leprechaun, Joe. You got the real deal when I show up.
She's not a real, abused, disassociated, forgotten by his parents of biological and adoptive origin, person looking for love and attention, fake leprechaun like you.
Shit. Wait, Joe. No, she's the fake leprechaun. Okay. She wants to be me, Joe.
Gloria. Gloria Martinelli says, prove to me that you are a true redhead.
Whoa. This is a family show, Joe. Gloria, listen. I can show you. It won't be pretty, but I can't do it.
I want to get to this question again. I'm not sure I totally understand it. Let me try this one more time.
This is Franny from Fleetville. Does Jose suffer from the Irish curse?
I don't. What is what? So there's this curse that.
You don't know what the Irish curse is.
Something with money?
It could be money, Joe.
Something with money. Irish curse. Franny from Fleetville.
Yeah, Joe.
Franny, I don't know. He didn't really give us a good answer on that one, but.
You know, Jose, it's one of those things they say. What matters? What matters most, Joe?
Linda, one of the final questions here, Linda wants to know if anyone wants to contact you. And this is a nice beginning of the end of the podcast here. If anyone wants to contact you, maybe they want you to appear at their kid's birthday party. Okay. Maybe they just want you to show up so they can laugh at you. Maybe
throw, you know, potato gun.
Potato gun. Maybe it's a therapist who wants to change your life and turn you into a real human being who abandons this childish act of being someone else. But
like Pinocchio, the real boy.
Yes. If anyone wants to contact you, here's your chance, right? These people want to know, can they reach you somehow? Do you have email?
I'm on the book, Joe.
What is it now?
I'm on the book.
Phone book?
Oh, Joe, get with the times, Joe. Do they even still print those?
So
the
how can
Facebook,
they
Facebook, Joe?
Okay, so you're saying message you through Facebook?
Sure, I hate Messenger, but yeah, you could do that.
Okay, what else?
Facebook, Joe.
Well, we already email? How about an email?
You could email too, Joe.
Give us that
email.
Yeah, give us that email. Give us the email.
I use it, Joe.
Well, give us the email.
You could use that too, sure.
Give me the email so these people.
Jose the Dysfunctional Leprechaun at gmail.com.
They have to write that whole thing out. Jose the Dysfunctional Leprechaun at gmail.com. Sure. And then they can find you.
Sure.
All right. Now,
I also have a website, Joe.
Now we can't check. Give us the website.
Yeah. Jose the Dysfunctional Leprechaun.com, Joe. Well,
Jose
the Dysfunctional Leprechaun.com.
And what's on there?
It's cruder than my cave.
Okay. And probably if they search you online anywhere, you have YouTube videos, you'll show up all over.
Yeah.
All right. So we ran through the questions.
Okay.
We solved your psychological problems, or at least we initiated the beginning of the possible solving of them.
There's no problem, sure.
Okay. Perhaps we'll see you at the parade. That's kind of over now.
You missed it already. Yeah, I invited you to the parade. You didn't want to come out. I had shirts. I threw shirts at the parade.
It was too snowy. Sponsors. It was too snowy. Is there a parade on St. Patrick's Day this Thursday, the real Irish holiday?
There might be one in New York City.
Yeah, something like that. So maybe that's what we're referring to. All right. Well, it was good hanging with you. I just want to say that.
It was great having you here.
And could you please, at the end of this, I should have planned this earlier, either do the dance and sing to end this, or could you play your theme song? Do you have that recorded anywhere that you can play that?
Oh, jeez.
he's nervous. He's looking around.
I don't know
if you could sing and dance for those who are watching, but just hearing you howl and scream while you end this podcast is going to be great, I think.
I have it somewhere. I wish you had told me. I got computers everywhere in here.
Forget it.
It's on something, I tell you. I don't know if it's on my phone. I don't know if I can Google it.
Let me play this one instead.
This is Franny from Fleetville. Does Jose suffer from the Irish curse?
I don't know.
Is it Franny?
Jose the leprechaun. And if there is, God bless that woman.
All right. And also,
this is David from Arksville. I want to know if there's a Mrs. Jose the leprechaun. And if there is, God bless that woman.
All right. So these people, they feel for you. They want to know if you're cursed in some way and also your poor wife. So it was nice talking to you. I just want to apologize to all of our listeners who took 1 hour from their lives and threw it in the garbage. Threw it in.
Are you supposed to try to make me feel good or bad?
Garbage.
I think you're making me feel horrible.
Come on, give us a nice ending. We need something from you here, buddy.
I'm working on the
you know.
I don't know where the theme song is.
How about if I play it, right? And you just do a sing and a dance to it.
I can do that.
Watch, I think I had this. Are you ready? So sure. If you would just take up a couple more seconds of time, I'm going to look for this. Sure. And I got it. Are you ready? And you're going to ready to dance and you're going to sing with this thing, okay?
I want everybody to smile. Everybody to have a great time. Don't be mean to anybody. Don't be negative. Come on, let's put some positive energy in the world. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Some positive.
And go ahead, do a sing along. And here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Get going. Oh, I know where that's from. Love it, Joel.
Say the leprechaun.
Love NEP. WNEP. Woo.
And don't come back.
See you, brother.
I'm going back to that market. I'm going back with some sawdust, Joel.
I'll see you at Ollie's.
Woo! I'll be at Ollie's.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything, Mr. Curiosity.